Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here at the Asta River Cruise Expo in Amsterdam. Now, a year ago, this gentleman next to me, he had just started for Scenic Group. I'm talking with Ken Muscat, who's the managing director of Scenic Group here in North America. And he had just started, and we were talking about all the things that were going to happen. And here I haven't seen him since. We've been busy like crazy. And so we're going to talk to Ken. He just spoke at the Asta River Cruise Expo during the general session. We're going to talk to him about what's going on with his brands, namely Scenic and Emerald. And you're going to find out about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Ken, first of all, great to see you. I have not seen you since a year ago, right?
Yeah, well, you've been traveling the world, you know?
You've been traveling, too. We look at each other's Facebook, and we said, where are you now? Anyway, so here you but finally now, we're catching up here at the River Cruise Expo. So let's talk first. Let's talk your river ships, because you have two brands, Scenic and Emerald. And first of all, differentiate the two for some of the folks out there that may not understand the difference between Scenic and Emerald.
Sure. Well, we've got 22 river ships and a mix, as you said, between Scenic and Emerald. And the Scenic river ships are really appealing to a slightly older demographic, a little bit slower, a little bit longer itineraries, a little bit more immersive in the culture. They're ultra luxury, so everything is included, all drinks, everything. Every single suite has a butler. So it's really kind of next level. The Emerald river ships are appealing now to a little bit of a slightly younger demographic. They're more active, adventurous, a little bit more contemporary in design, very modern. And nearly all-inclusive, not fully all-inclusive, but again, drinks at the mealtime, shore excursions, for the most part, are included. So it's really kind of a little bit of a different kind of demographic between the two.
Yeah, no, it really, and they're both, I've been lucky enough to have been on a couple of Emerald cruises, one Scenic, and then and also Eclipse, the yacht product, but we'll talk about that in a little while. But so you have a differentiation from these two brands, and but a total of 22, and mostly you're in Europe, but you do have a couple in Mekong in the Southeast Asia, right?
Yeah, exactly. Each brand has one ship that's doing the Mekong. Beautiful, beautiful ships that really were designed for that area specifically. Really great.
Yeah. Anything coming up for new ships? You have 22. Anything in the hopper?
Well, nothing that we're going to announce right now, but
we can announce it. If
nothing we're
you
ready.
Tell
to
your owner that. Glenn if Maroney can tell you we got to build a ship now because we announced it here.
Well, you know, I will. One great thing, you know, because of the value of all of the support of the travel advisors and our growth over the years, we are reaching a point of really tremendous demand, and we are going to get to a point of having to build more because we just don't have enough capacity for it. And there's a lot of demand for it. The growth in river cruising overall has been tremendous. And now our focus and growth on the ocean side with the Expedition yachts and the yachts that we have on the Emerald brand is really drawing a lot of demand. We're doing more out of the U.S. and the North American market than we were ever before.
That's good for you since you're head of that North America.
It's been great and really, you know, the travel advisor community has just been a tremendous help and the product delivers so well and the repeat and referral business is through the roof.
Fantastic. Now, any new itineraries in the works? I mean, I hear the trend is now towards longer itineraries now here in Europe too. And what are you doing that's new and different?
Yeah, you know, I think we're continuing to focus on the bread and butter of the Danube and the Rhine and those itineraries. We do have a lot of land extensions that are available, so you can really create your own kind of experience with the land extensions. We continue to focus on different and more choices on the shore excursion side. So it's really building on what we already have. But we do alter the itinerary, so there are longer ones on the Scenic brand. Again, partnered with land extensions. And really just differentiating or enhancing the product that we do every season.
Well, as I said, I've been on both brands, and they're really awesome. I'm going to be on Emerald post Asta River Cruise Expo after this. This ship, in fact, is this my room? I'm not sure.
It could be. It's a beautiful room.
I know. Let me reserve it now while I'm here. So I'm going to be lucky enough to go through a little bit of Holland and Belgium, a little post extension. Now, let's you talked about the yachts. Let's talk about them. You have the two Eclipse scenic eclipse yachts, and I've been lucky enough to have been to Antarctica when you haven't done that yet, but we got to get you on that. Yeah. You know, I think you should give yourself a break and go down there. But they're beautiful, beautiful products. So you have those two, and that's really the high end, really.
Oh, yeah. Those are, you know, we call them six-star ultra luxury, all-inclusive from top to bottom. They've got up to 10 dining venues on Scenic Eclipse 1 and 2. They're the only ships with two helicopters and a submersible. Actually, we're about to load the new submersible on Scenic Eclipse 2, which takes it to a whole nother level, much bigger, holds more people. It's over the top incredible. And those ships just deliver an outstanding experience. And, you know, they really specialize in the Arctic regions. Mm-hmm. They do those regions super, super well. But what a lot of people don't realize is they are global. And so they do the Med, they do the Caribbean, they do South America. Those ships are performing incredibly well and offering great vacation experiences all over the globe.
Well, it is an amazing ship. I was lucky enough to do the helicopter and the submarine when I was down in Antarctica, and they are really an awesome product. It really is. The dining is off the charts great. But then you have this other product, which I tell you, I have yet to experience, nudge, nudge. You have the two Emerald yachts, and where are they positioned in the market?
So the Emerald yachts, I mean, first of all, their positioning in the market, there's really nothing like them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're brand new, and they are over the top, great luxury, but they do all warm weather. So they do the Seychelles.
Yeah, they're not on Antarctic,
bro. No. They do the Seychelles. They do the Caribbean. They do the Med. And again, it's a really great experience when it is more around rest and relaxation and the destination. Those are ships that the marina comes to life. You jump off the back of the ship. You do the water sports. I just did it for New Year's. I took a group on Sakara in the Caribbean. And I've been in the industry my whole career. I've been everywhere in the Caribbean. I had never been to any of these ports because only small ships can get there. Wow. And you do the Zodiac that does a beach landing. All the crew comes and gives you the champagne and the water sports, and you spend the day in some beaches that are rated in the top 10 beaches in the world. So they're really, a lot of people said to me, you know, it's like having your own yacht. And I said, what does that mean? And when I went on it, I realized, because they're small ships, but they feel really big inside. Lots of high ceilings, big open space. And you can find all these nooks and crannies that you can be on your own. And you can sit there and think, wow, this really is like my own yacht. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the design of them is really striking. I know I've seen the photos of it, and I really can't believe they're so beautiful looking, as are the Eclipse yachts as well. Yeah. Now, you've also developed in your past year some really great travel advisor programs to help you sell all this, because you got the 22 river ships, you got the four yachts between the Eclipse. What are you doing now for travel advisors and to help them better sell all these great products?
Yeah, well, about a year ago, we created a program called Partners in Travel. Mm-hmm. And we really focused on how we can get our regional sales directors to work with the travel advisor community to provide everything possible that they need. So we do everything from webinars to fam trips. We participate in as many conferences as possible. We've got the marketing tools available, the educational sessions available for the trade. We have very competitive commission. And on products like ours, commission can be a nice amount. So it's really about the education, the awareness, and thinking out of the box. You know, we're trying to appeal to people that might not even realize that they are cruisers. People that may have said, you know what, I would never go on a cruise because they think of it only with big ships with thousands and thousands of people. And then we educate them and they realize, oh, being on a ship with only 200 people with up to 10 dining venues and ultra luxury, I can do this. So we're really working with the trade on developing programs to get in front of a new audience. It's not about stealing share. How do we get a new audience? And we're seeing younger people that have the money and have the time. We're installing Starlink on all of our ships now, so they've got the highest.
Real important, believe me, for me.
Very important. And so people, including people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, are now more willing to get away for a longer period of time, and they've got the money to spend. Mm-hmm. So we work very closely with travel advisors on programs to figure out how to get in front of those people.
Absolutely. Well, you're kind of converging too. You came from the big ships, and where are you now?
I did an interview not too long ago where somebody was saying, you know, do you think that there's something for everybody in the cruise industry? And there is. Mm-hmm. That's why I've been in the cruise industry my whole career. There really is. There are people that want the big ships with all the bells and whistles, and there are people that want a ship with only 200 people with the kind of service and the kind of experience and destination that you really can't get anywhere else.
Now, anything else you want to tell our 126,000 travel advisors out there about? You've now have a year under your belt here at Scenic Group. What have you learned, and what do you want to tell them?
Well, you know, one of the things I've learned is that the product delivers. Delivers. Mm-hmm. Our repeat and referral business is through the roof. We actually have people that sail on our ships that then say, can I stay on and sail on the next one if you have any suites available? So what I would say to travel advisors is to work with your regional sales director on how to get in front of those people, how to make sure you've got the repeat and referral business, how do you find new audiences? And don't think that luxury only means people that are retired and have the money to spend. Like I said before, there is a broad audience of younger people that are now doing these kinds of vacations. Perfect example, on Emerald Sakara, when I sailed for New Year's, we had in our group people from age 18 to 65. And believe it or not, the 18 and 20 and 22-year-olds had a blast.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So don't think that it just has to be with all the big bells and whistles. Right. You know, there's a big audience out there of people that want these kinds of vessels.
Absolutely. Well, Ken, first of all, congratulations. It's your anniversary here. The last time we saw each other was here at Astor River Cruise Expo. You've done a great job with the brands and really gotten out there to travel advisors. And the only thing I got to tell you is, let's just not wait another year before we see each other. And we should see each other sometime in the. Although if we both as we know, we both travel a lot. We watch each other on Facebook to see where we are. But it's always great to see you. And again, congratulations on a year here, and congratulations on these wonderful products you're getting out there to our travel advisors.
Yeah, thank you very much, and thanks to the support of your audience and everybody out there. It's really been an incredible year and lots of exciting things to come.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.